Hi there, 欢迎回到酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，发现节目原稿和精彩好文，来小酒馆铺子逛逛全球好物，在这里邂逅更广阔的世界。Hi everyone, and welcome back to Happy Hour, 欢迎回到酒馆。今天我们有一位老朋友又回来了。Hi TJ.
Hey Lulu, nice to see you again after all this year.
We're still not seeing each other's faces right at the moment.
Right.
So the situation is this. I know a lot of you really like TJ, and some of you have been asking, where has he gone? So TJ, why don't you tell us, where have you been?
Well, I actually haven't gone anywhere. I was trapped in the UK when we did the first few podcasts, and then we said, well, when I get back to China, we can do it in person, and it'll be even better. But I'm still here. Oh, 了在英国一年半了。Yeah.
Oh, and so, you still don't know when you can come back.
I can only 想念华夏. I can only think of China.
But a good thing is you got into a program in Fudan, right?
Right. Gone back to study at Fudan University, which I'm really enjoying.
Philosophy?
Yeah, more philosophy. Of course, the teachers there are very, very smart people.So it's really good to meet people with such depth of knowledge.
Yeah, hopefully you can get back soon.
Hopefully. My friends all say that even though I'm single, that I'm married to China. So I think that's a good, a good way of talking about, because today we're going to talk about love.
Okay, but before we get started, I just want to say that from now on, TJ is going to be a guest speaker regularly again. It's like with Brad, we talk about geeky stuff. With TJ, we're definitely going to talk about philosophy stuff. So we are going to do this new segment called
Let's Philosophize. 中文名叫知乎者也。
All right, let's get started. You said we're going to talk about love, right?
Yeah. Have you ever been in love, Lulu?
Of course I have.
You've probably been in love with a lot of different things. Like when we've eaten together, you say, I love this restaurant or I love this dish. But that's a different kind of love.
I also love reading.
Love reading, hobbies. But we also, hopefully, love people too, right?
Yeah, of course.
Family and our friends. We use the word love in a lot of different ways. And one of the interesting things to do is to try and look at the different types of love.And as usual, the Greeks have a lot of different ways to talk about love. So I would love it if we could talk a little bit more about the Greek definitions of love and what they mean to us. And hopefully the listeners will be able to think about what it means for them as well.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure the Greeks had all sorts of words about love and different types of love. What type of love shall we start with?
I think we can start with the classic love, the love that almost every pop song is written about, this kind of love.
Ah, romantic one.
Novels, plays, movies, right, romantic love, or eros, as the Greeks call it. But romantic love has some layers. When they talk about eros, we have another word in English called puppy love. And this is when you're just, usually you're 16, 17, and you're just infatuated with somebody.You just really want to be around them all the time.
Puppy love is such a cute word.
We'll talk about maybe real puppy love a little bit later, but this is a very strong desire to maybe kiss the other person too, right? You really want to be close to them.
That's what I wanted to say, because puppy love seems to focus on intimacy, romance, but eros is also linked with the word erotic.Right? It's also carnal desire, 有这种肉欲, lust,
right,
isn't it?
Right, right. So this is where we get the root of a lot of English words. It's from Greek, as I'm sure the listeners already know. But that physical desire to be close to something beautiful and the carnal, like you said, desire, this is erotic love. And I think that most people feel this. Some people are, we use the word asexual English for somebody that doesn't feel this kind of attraction to people. They don't have this kind of sexual attraction. But most people know this, right? You look at somebody very beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, either you're talking about celebrities or you're just talking about people who meet each other in everyday life, like love at first sight. That's eros.
No, we can have eros for lots of, often this is the easiest way because obviously, when I see a picture of a beautiful lady, I don't love her because of her personality. I don't know her personality. I don't love her for any reason other than the physical attraction, right? This kind of this desire.
I see. Okay, so that's one. That's Eros.
But Eros can be part of a deeper relationship. You can feel this, hopefully, towards your husband or wife. You can feel this towards people that you care about, too.
Yeah.
The second type that we're going to talk about is pragma.
Let me guess. Pragma, does that have anything to do with pragmatic, being functional, being realistic?
Yeah. This is, again, perfect answer from Lulu. Right. This is love that we have when we find value in somebody. And Aristotle talks about this in friendships as well, that we have friendships because we are around people, that we have a pragmatic relationship that builds up this kind of love. And again, is this a kind of selfish love? This is another question maybe we'll talk about later.
It's more about responsibilities, isn't it?
What do you mean by responsibilities?
Because I'm assuming pragmatic love is more like there's a commitment. It's like we both get something out of being in this pragmatic love. Like, I have responsibilities to take, you have responsibilities to take.
And this does build a kind of connection, doesn't it, over time when you successfully do things together. So I know that, for example, me and you have done many things, organized things, some of them formal, some of them informal. But each time you talk to somebody and you have this successful process of arranging something and sorting out something together, then it does strengthen a kind of connection between the two of you, doesn't it?
That's pragma. Okay. And then?
My Greek is not great, but we're going to stick with storge for this one.
Storge.
And this is a kind of unconditional love, especially a family kind of love.
Oh, like parents to kids. We often say that the only person that's going to love you unconditionally in this world is really your parent or parents.
Hopefully, right? that's what we hope, that your parents will love you that way. But yeah, this an unconditional, what does that mean? Without condition. You don't have to do anything to get this kind of love. So this kind of love perhaps can be built up over time as well, that it could be for your partner. Maybe your partner could get ill and you'd still love them.
Yeah, but that I have to disagree, because you said it's if it's your partner, then even if they're ill, you have to take care of them for many years, then you are still offering unconditional love. But it's not, because even though they're not contributing right now, they have contributed to this relationship before. And that's why you are sort of giving them this affection, because you're still thinking about what they have done with you or for you before. So in that way, it's not purely unconditional, right?
Right. So, or at least, I guess in that sense, it would become unconditional at the start. So even when it's your son or daughter, then the condition is still that they are your son or daughter. Maybe if you found out they were not really your son or daughter, maybe that would change.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's why unconditional. Perhaps sometimes people translate storge into 家庭之爱. I know, like in the Bible, they talk about this. I guess it's the idea that unless you're really connected in a family, it's very difficult for people to have that sort of unconditional love.
I think it is. I do think that it can be, right, this built up over time love that becomes unconditional. I remember one of the people I know that they're old English men, and that they have lived in the same village for their whole life. And that they, from the age of 5 all the way up to the age of now, they are like 70. They've just done everything together. They went to school together. They worked in the same place. They played on the same football team. And they just built up this, even though they are very different personalities, there's a very, very strong connection. And they don't necessarily, it's not just pragmatic either. It's not, they don't give each other money or they don't do business together. They're just around each other, and it builds up this very kind of strong connection.
Bond.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not to do with money or sex.
In today's Let's Philosophize, we talked to TJ about some of the Greek words and ideas of different types of love. And in the next episode, we're going to continue this topic and explore the idea of love a bit more. Meanwhile, do you believe there is unconditional love? Leave us a comment. We'll see you next time.
酒馆的进阶口语课第15期超级早鸟价正式开放报名。赶快联系小助手抢名额，微信是 LULUXJG。我们在酒馆等你。